if you recognize Alberto Salazar's name, it might be from his three straight victories in the New York City Marathon, including a world record-setting performance in 1981. A punishing training regime and injuries cut short Salazar's racing career. Too many years over the red line is how the hard-charging Cuban-American puts it in a newly published autobiography. Before he turned 50, Salazar nearly died of a heart attack.
A lot of the book is not only about the mistakes I made, but about the lessons I've learned from those mistakes and how I'm trying now with the great young athletes I'm coaching, like Galen Rupp, to make sure that I don't repeat those mistakes and that they have longer and more successful careers than myself as a result.
Now, meet the star protege. He's no young Salazar. Galen Rupp exudes a calm and easygoing personality.
I think we're a little different for sure. You know, he's definitely really intense, and I think I'm probably a little more laid back than he is just as a whole. But, you know, we get along great. We got a lot of similar interests, and we're both super competitive, and so it's a good relationship.
Both men share a deep Catholic faith. Salazar discovered Rupp on a soccer field at Central Catholic High School in Portland. Rupp was just 14 at the time. This was more than a decade ago. Back then, Salazar was coaching the school's cross-country team. He recognized enormous potential in the youngster, but to gain the trust of the Rupp family, he had to be honest about his own downfall.
I think they're much more apt to listen to someone like myself telling them not to overtrain than someone that really doesn't know what it takes to train at this level.
Salazar had a careful, steady ascent in mind for Rupp, and that's how it's unfolded. To this day, the coach has not let Rupp run any race longer than a half marathon. Rupp's strongest event, the 10K, is just over 6 miles. Rupp says he doesn't mind being held back sometimes.
And I'm still young. I'm only 25 right now, so I still got a long ways to go. So he still keeps that long-term, you know, picture in his head, and that's something that's not easy to do for a lot of people, especially, you know, you get tempted by short-term success, and he's always taken the kind of the long, gradual road with me.
It's a road Salazar didn't take himself. He was already burning out in his mid-20s.
And they're off. Rogers out.
Earlier this month, a mellower Salazar was trackside, watching his stable of runners compete at the elite Prefontaine Classic in Eugene. Salazar coaches other runners as part of the Nike Oregon Project. That's a long-term effort to break the dominance of Kenyans and Ethiopians in world-class distance running. One of the other runners Salazar coaches is a Brit named Mo Farah. Farah and Rupp have become friends and training partners. They also race head-to-head, like here in Eugene. Farah won this race. At the Olympics, the Briton could potentially keep Oregon's Rupp off the podium and extend the USA's long medal drought. Rupp declines to predict the finish at this point.
You know, God willing, you know, things will go really well. So, I think that I've got a great coach, I've got great teammates, and, the pieces are all in place. So hopefully, you know, this might be the year that we can break that drought.
The patient grooming of Galen Rupp seems to be working. He enters the U.S. Olympic trials as the American record holder in the 10K, just like his coach once was. Only Rupp aims for his career to last a lot longer. I'm Tom Bonsi in Portland.